This podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted, neutral, global forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action. I am Alberto Grignolo, editor of DIA Global Forum magazine. Dr. Ian Hudson serves as chief executive for the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, MHRA, in the United Kingdom. He is the program co-chair of DIA's EuroMeeting 2017 in Glasgow, Scotland, and will also speak at several sessions at that meeting. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Hudson.
Thank you for asking me to join you.
My first question, sir, is the following. As program co-chair, would you share your thoughts on the EuroMeeting's theme, From Bench to Bedside and Back? Why this theme? Why now?
I think this theme clearly emphasizes the life cycle approach that both companies and regulators take. I think at the start of that, it's the importance of innovation. A lot of things happening in this world, in the UK and elsewhere. We've recently had the accelerated access review, innovation offices in a number of countries. So it's a support all the way through the life cycle, or development all the way through the life cycle, then the getting onto the market. But that isn't the end of it. It's emphasizing also it's all the way through from the bench to the bedside. It's getting products to the patients. And then once products are being used extensively in the marketplace for the benefit of public health, any learnings from that can be taken back in to perhaps the next generation of products that can be learnt as well. So I think it's a very appropriate theme that emphasizes the whole life cycle approach.
In the session about creating incentives and regulatory frameworks to advance innovation, you are scheduled to present on hurdles and support from regulatory processes. What is at the top of your lists of hurdles and supports?
Well, actually, I think many of the so-called hurdles are perhaps perceived as rather than real hurdles. And I think one of the key messages that I want to give to everyone is we're all in this together to see new products brought to the benefit of patients such that public health gains can be achieved. Regulatory agencies have many mechanisms for supporting those developing new products, whether it's innovation offices, whether it's scientific advice, a whole range of flexible approaches around licensing. So if there are challenges, let's work together. Let's talk about these challenges and let's see if we can find solutions.
You will chair at the Glasgow meeting the session titled Certainty versus Access, Unmet Need and the Decision Maker's Dilemma. As the evidence versus access conversation grows more global, as we all know, what has been your most compelling experience regarding this dilemma?
Well, actually, one thing that I think is clear that over the years we've very much moved from a one-point approval before which everything is tightly controlled, after which there's much more open access to medicine, to a much more graded approach, if you like, or many more tools in the toolbox, if you like, to tailor them to the circumstances. So it's now a much more managed process throughout the whole life cycle of a product. We've got things like earlier access scheme, we've got adaptive pathways, PRIME, risk management plans, conditional approval, licensing under exceptional circumstances, much strengthened pharmacovigilance. And so the whole toolbox is different, and it's very much a tailored approach to the circumstances. The circumstances taking into account the degree of unmet medical need, etc. So I mean, clearly there is a balance between evidence versus access, but it's not a black and white situation where there are many more tools available to address the life cycle according to the circumstances.
Is there an inherent tension in allowing accelerated approval versus the payer community being willing to make those medicines available to patients on an expedited basis?
Well, I think actually the schemes that have been put in place to have joint scientific advice between regulators and HTA bodies, whether at a national level or at a European bodies, are ways of addressing that, such that actually when companies are planning their development programs, both aspects can be taken into account and there are no surprises between the two bodies. Clearly, for products to be accelerated in the medicine, in the licensing regime, they've got to meet unmet medical need and regulators have got to agree that. but also to be a value in the HTA setting. So let's encourage more dialogue between HTA and regulators to avoid some of these tensions.
Can you tell us whether you have seen this dialogue occurring and be successful in recent times?
This dialogue that's ongoing both at a national and European level, both at a specific product level and also at a higher sort of policy type level, and I think that's all to be encouraged, yes.
The next question has to do with Brexit. Considering that the UK government may trigger Article 50 by the end of March, coincident, incidentally, with the Glasgow meeting, I have to ask, as Chief Executive of the UK MHRA, what are your thoughts about Brexit at this time?
Well, I think the first thing to stress, it's very much business as normal. The Article 50 hasn't been signed, and after that there'll be a period of negotiation for 2 years. In the meanwhile, it's very much business as normal. We're absolutely open for business, as we always have been. We're fulfilling our European commitments. We are continuing to address our public health priorities. Clearly, there is a lot of thought ongoing within the agency and within the UK government in terms of options and opportunities, and these will all get fed into the negotiation of the Brexit. And there's not much more I can say at the moment other than that, apart from obviously we're involved in looking at options and opportunities, but it's very much business as normal at the moment.
Thank you. And finally, Dr. Hudson, as your meeting co-chair, why did you take this role, and what do you hope attendees will take home from this year's meeting in Glasgow?
I think engagement between all parties is essential, whether it's regulators, whether it's industry, whether it's large industry and small industry. Hugely important that we learn from each other, we exchange ideas between each other, we update each other on what's happening. And if I can play a part in facilitating that, I'm very happy to do so.
Those were all my questions, Dr. Hudson. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
To learn more about this topic, visit diaglobal.org.